For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Amid delays and strong opposition, the State Air Pollution Control Board unanimously approves a permit for the Buckingham Compressor Station as part of the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Are driver tolls the solution to ID1's traffic woes? The governor thinks so. And state Republicans lose an argument in the U.S. Supreme Court over gerrymandering in an election year. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, January 9th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
On Tuesday, the State Air Pollution Control Board unanimously approved a permit for the Buckingham Compressor Station along the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Craig Carper with our partner station WCVE reports.
The board ultimately approved the project 4-0 after having to stop the meeting numerous times after disruptions from a group of over 100 protesters. Greg Bupert, a senior attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center, says the project still faces five challenges in federal court.
So even though Dominion got this permit here today, this project's still in serious trouble.
Dominion Energy says the permit is the most stringent of its kind in the country and will require most air emissions at the station to be 50-80% lower than any other compressor station in Virginia.
Craig Carper, WMRA News.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam and Republican lawmakers are tentatively backing a plan to add tolls to Interstate 81 that could cost as much as $50 for trucks and $25 for cars to use the entire 325-mile highway in Virginia. Northam and lawmakers said at a news conference on Tuesday that the interstate is in critical need of about $2 billion in upgrades to improve safety and traffic flow. They said they support a plan advanced by the Commonwealth Transportation Board to add tolls, and that would allow commuters to buy an annual pass projected to be about $30. Northam and lawmakers said they were open to discussing other funding options, such as tax increases, but they said they wanted to finalize a funding source during this year's legislative session. A new high school in Harrisonburg will cost more than planners thought. The Harrisonburg Citizen reports that Grimm and Parker Architects presented the new estimate to the Harrisonburg City School Board on Monday night. They explained that constructing a second high school will cost more than $85 million rather than the $76 million previously estimated. They cited several reasons for the 12% increase, including a shortage of skilled labor, a glut of construction at James Madison University, and the president's tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum. If Grimm and Parker receive the go-ahead from City Council for more detailed designs, construction could begin early next year. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a request from Virginia Republicans to block a federal court from approving new legislative district boundaries. That decision came Tuesday, 2 days ahead of a scheduled lower court hearing in Richmond on proposed new state legislative maps. A federal judicial panel has ordered a new map after ruling that lawmakers racially gerrymandered 11 state House districts by packing black voters into them. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal of that case sometime this year. Republicans said that having a lower court approve a new map, only to have it discarded later by the Supreme Court, would confuse voters and candidates. Well, the Virginia Republican who lost last year's U.S. Senate race to Tim Kaine says he's leaving politics, at least until the Commonwealth is ready for his views. Corey Stewart told the Washington Post that, quote, politics sucks. He's decided not to seek another term as chair of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors, where he has spent 15 years. Stewart lost by an unusually lopsided 16-point margin to Democratic Senator Tim Kaine last November. Before that, he ran unsuccessfully for Republican nominations for governor and for lieutenant governor. During his campaign, Stewart embraced Confederate monuments and associated with white supremacists. He says he will focus on his international trade law practice, and he has talked with President Trump's administration about a job there. Five Virginia House members say they will forego their salaries during the partial government shutdown, Charles Fishburne from Partner Station WCVE reports.
They are Representatives Elaine Luria, Jennifer Wexton, and Abigail Spanberger, three first-term Democrats, and Republicans Bob Whitman and Denver Riggleman. 7th District Representative Spanberger has also signed onto legislation to restore back pay to all federal employees and to withhold the salaries of all members of Congress until the shutdown ends.
If we are willing to put federal employees and their salaries on the table, I think senators and members of Congress should be willing to put their own on that table as well.
8th District Democratic Congressman Don Beyer disagrees with the strategy. He said in a statement, "We should not give a billionaire president this additional leverage over members of Congress." And 3rd District Democrat Bobby Scott's office said it would do nothing to help reopen the government. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Do guns belong in churches and synagogues? Lawmakers will take up that issue in Richmond during the General Assembly session. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Republican Senator Dick Black of Leesburg wants to repeal the prohibition against carrying a gun into a place of worship during services. That's an effort gun rights supporters have wanted for years, but Kim Bobo with the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says that would be a terrible idea.
Pastors understand that we need to take security seriously, but arming people in worship doesn't make us safer. Having more guns around doesn't make us safer.
Darcy Hirsch with the Jewish Community Relations Council agrees that guns do not belong in places of worship.
Certainly some houses of worship may feel more comfortable with armed security. But again, we need to ensure that that security is part of the plan of the synagogue rather than an individual acting in his or her personal capacity.
The religious community is split on this issue. The Virginia Baptist Association supports Senator Black's bill as a way for churches to do what's in their best interest to protect their congregations. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, Virginia Commonwealth University released a poll on Tuesday that finds Virginians evenly split on arming teachers. WCVE's Charles Fishburne has that story.
VCU's public safety poll wanted to know if Virginians would favor legislation to allow localities to train teachers and administrators to be armed in schools.
We're pretty much split down the middle.
Robin McDougall is director of the Center for Public Policy.
47% of our 805 adults agreed that teachers and school personnel should be allowed to be armed, while 49% disagreed.
Most Republicans polled favored it. Most Democrats did not. But as to guns at public assemblies, 62% said no.
Public safety was more important than Second Amendment rights with regards to access to legally possessed firearms in public assemblies or public events.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this Wednesday. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.